Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Well, last year, the Repertory Theater of St. Louis was struggling under a financial crisis. The Rep is back for another season, and joining me is Danny Williams, the managing director. Thank you so much, Danny, for joining us in studio this morning.
Good morning, Megan. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about where things stand. Let's start with that financial situation.
Of course. Well, I am so happy to be sitting here a year later after the rally for the Rep started, and we have made it through a really tough time. The rally call was sent out and answered by the people of St. Louis, and we raised our fundraising goal, and we were able to finish our season as planned. And this year, we are looking forward to a full season on the main stage and in our studio space to do theater for and by St. Louisans.
That's what I was going to ask, if you had to adjust the schedule at all still this year, but it sounds like it's full steam ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we are not back to our pre-COVID weight. We're still doing less programming, but I think Kate, our new artistic director, and I really believe that we're focusing on quality over quantity right now, and that gradually we will continue to grow, but we'll be doing it in a sustainable way so that we don't have to go through what we went through a year ago.
I don't think anyone anticipated that it would take some of our cultural institutions so long to try to recover from that.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of things all happening at once, and this is, I hope, a once in a generational type of crisis to go through. It's really heartening to see over the past year more folks at our cultural institutions, the museums, the Muni, the zoo, and at the Rep. I'm really happy to report that we've seen a 30% increase in our subscribers this year, which, you know, again, we're not back to where we were 10, 20 years ago. But it's a really great sign and a real good indicator that folks are ready and coming back to the Rep.
Preview the season. What do you have coming up?
Well, we're all in for a really exciting season. We have something for everyone. The first show that actually starts performances this week is the classic, not whodunit, but Will He Get Away With It? Dial M for Murder. I was in tech rehearsals this weekend, and the show looks gorgeous. The detail and the specificity of the way that the actors and the directors are making the show happen is just really a joy to watch. And it's definitely something that as we head into the fall and Halloween, that will definitely get your, you know, attention as we look for all those fun things we expect at the theater. Next, we have on the main stage at the holidays, Million Dollar Quartet Christmas. So that's going to be just like you saw it last year at Stages or at the Rep a few years ago. Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis. This time, though, we're all doing holiday songs. So if you love the Elvis Christmas album or if you like rocking around the Christmas tree, you have to come to the Rep. And we're doing that in partnership with our friends at Stages St. Louis.
How hard is it to put on a holiday show? I'm sure there's a lot of competition, and you know, for live performances that time of year.
Yeah, there's in St. Louis, there's always something to do. That is something that I think we all know. Every weekend, every day, you can find something fun and affordable to do. It's kind of wild to be thinking about Christmas, you know, all throughout the summer, like we have been. And it feels a little more real now. But I think what's really exciting is that this is something that the whole family can come to, especially when a lot of things are weather dependent. You know, our theater's indoors, and so you could always get a warm drink and a treat and come and see a show with the whole family. But we are very fortunate. There is always a lot going on, especially in the holidays.
Tell us about the holiday benefit.
Yeah, so the holiday benefit is actually on December 10th. Last year, if folks remember, we had St. Louis icon John Goodman come and do a real career retrospective in conversation. And we had the music group The Lovettes from Chicago to sing some holiday tunes. It's really a moment around the holidays to embrace that spirit of generosity and gift giving, and also to celebrate the work of live theater. And so it was so successful last year. We're doing it again. That's December 10th at the Loretta Hilton Center, we are working very hard to put together a slate of St. Louis and nationally recognized folks that we hope will really bring everyone together for a night of holiday magic.
We'll have to have you come back when you get that all scheduled out.
My pleasure.
And then tell me a little bit about Athena that's going to be coming up after the new year.
Yeah, so Athena is one of our Stiefel Studios studio series shows. That's a mouthful. I'll say that it is about two young women who are competing against each other for one spot in the Junior Olympics for fencing. So very of mind right now, just coming off the success of the Paris Olympics. I know some of our American women won medals in fencing. And the twist is that these two competitors become friends. And what does it mean to know that at the very end, only one of them can have that spot at the Junior Olympics? There'll be live fencing on stage, which will be pretty cool. And it will be featuring some local talent from both Webster University and the local pool here in St. Louis.
And the site is repstl.org for anyone who needs more information.
That's right.
Fantastic. Danny, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
That is Danny Williams, Managing Director of The Rep, joining us this morning on KMOX.